Today's Noon News is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 68 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a whirlwind Veep Stakes, Kamala Harris has picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her VP pick. The military veteran, teacher, and coach also served in Congress and is now joining Harris on the Democratic ticket, both set to campaign across several states, beginning in Philadelphia. ABC News political director Rick Klein has more on Walz's appeal.
The Harris campaign knows that if you win in the upper Midwest, you almost certainly win the election. And the movement that we've seen in the battleground state polling and the 538 polling average just since Joe Biden left the race is substantial, and it's particularly pronounced in those upper Midwest states, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania.
GOP nominee Donald Trump criticized Harris for choosing Walz. Tropical storm Debbie trolling the southeast from Florida to Virginia today and still posing flooding threats for Savannah and Charleston. At least five people have died since Debbie made landfall in Florida. And stocks rebounding a bit today after a global sell-off. This is ABC News. In Bangladesh, an interim government being put in place following the hasty departure of the prime minister.
Although tensions remain, things are moving forward. Parliament has been dissolved, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister, resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations that descended into violent unrest. Of immediate importance right now, finding an agreed interim leader. Student protest leaders would like to see Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus head a temporary caretaker government. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
X closing its San Francisco office officially. Elon Musk reportedly shutting down the office was served as headquarters since 2012 when the company was known as Twitter. He recently said he wanted to move the main office to Texas. Employees in California will be able to relocate to San Jose and an office in Palo Alto, south of San Francisco. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's edition of The News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 68 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for breezy conditions, turning mostly sunny, much lower humidity, and a high of 76. Tonight, mostly clear, fog possible, a low of 53. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and mild with a high of 78. In Richland Center, after a low of 58, it's 68 degrees.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 68 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Last night, strong storms hit southwest Wisconsin, which prompted two tornado warnings and a severe thunderstorm warning starting at 11. Mike Jessen, the new director of emergency services for Richland County, spoke with WRCO's Tim Thede late last night about the storms.
We initially were aware this morning that we had a high risk for some severe weather this afternoon. Just with the instability of the atmosphere, and like I kind of put on the Facebook page, our atmosphere is about as stable as a newborn giraffe. It was very unpredictable to kind of march out what the weather's going to look like this evening. So we were in communication with National Weather Service in La Crosse, as well as some other area emergency managers throughout the day, kind of watching the system build over the Dakotas, come through Minnesota, and eventually into Wisconsin. We were actively monitoring it in the Emergency Operations Center, effective about 6:30 p.m. today, and have been monitoring that ever since. Watching the systems build over in Minnesota, it was producing quite a few tornadoes. We didn't anticipate the system to super well stay together over the Mississippi River, but it had enough energy in the air to do so. As it moved our way, we were monitoring that one cell kind of to the south there that was spinning up quite a few tornadoes. So that's what eventually caused that tornado warning in southwestern Richland County.
During the storms, there was a report of tornado activity.
As soon as we had a warning, we did actually have a funnel cloud reported just northeast of Boscobel on Highway 60. So far, all we've heard of is some tree branches down. So I've heard of no injuries to people, no damages to homes. That may change when the sunlight comes up in the morning. But if there is somebody that has received some damage or major damage, please give us a call. Let us know at the emergency management office. That would be very helpful to know that information.
As of last night, a tornado touchdown is unknown.
The initial spotting of it was a funnel cloud, which very quickly became rain wrapped. It would be very, very hard to tell. I think the National Weather Service has a lot of work in front of them over the next few weeks with the amount of tornado warnings that were issued tonight to determine which ones have touched the ground and which ones have not. So I think it'd be quite a while before if we know we had touchdown, but as it stands right now, before daylight, it'd be hard to tell.
Jessen also took precautions to make sure the City of Richland Center residents were kept safe.
I know we're not used to hearing tornado sirens in the City of Richland Center proper. I did request that activation this evening because of that potential tornado on the ground near Highway 60. It was really difficult to track whether that was moving northeast or southeast. And with radar indicated rotation within 10 miles of the city limits, I requested the dispatch center do that. We did not have a tornado on the ground or obvious rotation over the City of Richland Center, but it was potentially impending, and I wanted to make sure that we activated the emergency alert system as soon as we could.
We received 1.5 inches of rain at the WRCO studios during last night's storms, and another 1.5 today after midnight, for a total of 1.2 total inches of rain. If you come upon any water in the roadway, remember, turn around, don't drown. Richland County Emergency Management will report any road closures and storm damage to the public as they are discovered. If you have a storm damage report to your local municipality, you can contact Richland County Emergency Management at 608-647-8187. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports the first West Nile virus infections in Wisconsin this year in a healthy blood donor from Washington County whose blood screened positive for West Nile virus and in a dead bird from Chippewa County that tested positive for the virus. The positive blood donor is not considered a human case because they never developed any symptoms of the virus, which is required to be a probable or confirmed case. The infections confirmed that there are mosquitoes infected with West Nile virus in the state that can transmit the virus to other people and animals. West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. Mosquitoes acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds. The virus is not spread directly from person to person, animal to animal, or animal to person. Most people, 80%, are infected with West Nile virus, do not have symptoms, so occasionally healthy blood donors may unknowingly donate blood while infected. To prevent the spread of West Nile virus through blood transfusions, all donated blood in the U.S. is tested for the virus. Any blood product that tests positive is removed from the blood supply. An average of 18 cases of the illness are reported among Wisconsin residents each year. Cases in humans have been reported from June through October. However, most people report becoming ill in August and September. Those who become ill with West Nile virus usually experience mild symptoms such as fever, headache, muscle ache, rash, and fatigue. However, less than 1% who become infected with the virus get seriously ill with symptoms that include high fever, muscle weakness, stiff neck, disorientation, mental confusion, tremors, confusion, paralysis, and coma. Older adults and those with compromised immune systems are at greater risk of developing severe illness that can be fatal. It is important people contact a healthcare provider if they suspect they have West Nile virus illness. The best way to avoid illnesses spread by mosquitoes is to reduce exposure to mosquitoes and eliminate mosquito breeding sites. Mosquito activity and the risk of West Nile virus will continue through the rest of the summer until there is a hard frost. Dueling campaign stops in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris, who last week secured enough delegate votes to become her party's presidential nominee, had already scheduled to visit Eau Claire. On Monday, the Trump-Vance campaign announced that Donald Trump's running mate, Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, will deliver remarks to the press at Wallard International at 1 o'clock. Wallard is an Eau Claire-based manufacturer of airport ground support equipment. Harris's most recent Wisconsin visit was in the Milwaukee area July 24th, just after she became her party's presumptive presidential nominee when President Joe Biden dropped out. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources say the program will provide municipalities with funding to conduct community outreach efforts in support of ongoing or upcoming lead service line replacement projects. That's because the DNR has announced new outreach programs for lead line replacements. According to a 2023 report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, more than 37,000 such lines have been replaced or disconnected since 2018, more in the last 5 years than the previous two decades. The program's funding comes from the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure law, which will provide Wisconsin with more than $900 million to support state environmental loan programs. The Lead Service Line Replacement Community Outreach Grant will begin accepting applications on August 29th. The Evers administration has announced more than $20 million in state funding for public improvement projects. Projects include repairs or expansions of streets, water systems, and other community facilities. The Community Development Block Grant public facility grants are administered by the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Governor Tony Evers says the projects will help support jobs and improve the quality of life in communities across the state. Funding for the infrastructure projects is for communities with populations of 50,000 or less throughout the state that meet a low to moderate income threshold. A group of nearly 150 healthcare workers from around the state are asking for the expansion of Medicaid. Dr. Ann Helms is the state lead for the Committee to Protect Healthcare. Helms says by refusing to expand Medicaid, politicians are letting Wisconsinites fall behind compared to other Americans, including those in Michigan, Illinois, and Minnesota. Governor Tony Evers has proposed expanding Badger Care in his state budgets. That's been consistently opposed by Republican legislators, and Wisconsin remains one of 10 states that have rejected federal funding to expand Medicaid. Americans should avoid traveling to Russia. That's the latest advisory from the U.S. State Department. And UW-Madison political science professor Yoshiko Herrera says it is sound advice. Herrera says the regime of Russian President Vladimir Putin is fundamentally untrustworthy and will continue to take hostages like those exchanged last week for Russian criminals. She says Russia is just absolutely not the place to go for tourists. She adds Americans currently in the country should leave unless they need to be there for some compelling reason that they're going to have to weigh against the potential of being taken hostage. Herrera says the complicated negotiations leading to last week's release of U.S. and European hostages highlights the lengths Putin's regime will go to in using hostages as bargaining chips. A new study recommends states take a public health approach to legalizing marijuana. David Hilden of the American College of Physicians.
States that legalize cannabis should consider, what framework are you giving for marketing, for advertising? What safeguards are in place for the content of your cannabis? What about the effects on our roadway?
Cannabis is illegal for recreational use in Wisconsin. Only CBD products with a low THC level are legal for medical use. Hilden urges research to settle the question of cannabis safety.
Voters don't have all of that information at their fingertips. And so it is up to state governments, public health agencies, the federal government, to do that scientific inquiry into the benefits and the harms and then put some safeguards in place.
The college says states should consider the effects of legalization on communities and not just users. It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. Wisconsin Elections Commission has received an award from the ABA. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 68, partly sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf was formally presented with an Unsung Heroes of Democracy Award by the American Bar Association at a luncheon in Chicago Friday. According to the ABA, the award recognizes those individuals and organizations who work every day, often behind the scenes or without fanfare, to ensure that elections are secure and that the democratic ideals set forth in the U.S. Constitution are upheld. The award was open to everyday lawyers, state and local officials, and other citizens who have stood up for democracy and free and fair elections in their communities. Nonprofit organizations that support election workers and lawyers under threat and exhibit a strong commitment to the Constitution, rule of law, and democracy also were eligible. The ABA is the largest voluntary association of lawyers in the world. As the national voice of the legal profession, the ABA works to improve the administration of justice, promotes programs that assist lawyers and judges in their work, accredits law schools, provides continuing legal education, and works to build public understanding around the world of the importance of the rule of law. Administrator Wolf said she was grateful for the award. The Richland School District is hosting super registration today until 7 o'clock at the Richland Center High School. All Richland School District students and families are encouraged to attend. Sabrina Ryder is a teacher with the district. She's on hand to assist in the registration process.
I will be one of the people that help you fill out your registration papers or get signed into Skyward. That seems to be a hitch in the giddy up every year. You have parents that forget their password. You haven't used it all summer. You don't remember how to log in. We just really easily reset your password and get you going on your way. Just have a little patience with us. Sometimes we have a line. We have translators that will help you fill out your paperwork if you need to. We have, probably like 30 computer stations set up, and there are about six of us, and we just kind of float around and help you fill out your paperwork, answer questions. It's a really great opportunity to also meet your school principals. They'll be there, and they'll have little tables set up. So if you have a new student to the district, they can put a name to a face. It's really nice.
Super registration will be held from 1 to 7 today at the Richland Center High School. National Night Out will be held tonight from 5 to 8 at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. WRCO intern Michael Hernan has more of what to expect.
The National Night Out will have a K9 5K walk run beginning at 5:30, with registration opening at 4:30, live music, K9 demonstrations, face painting, a bounce house, and a first responder team challenge at 6:45. National Night Out also offers a fire truck demo at 5:45, as well as some other fire department vehicles on display. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gald thinks these gadgets are worth checking out.
We've been able to, with the donation of Jones Chevrolet and Cardinal CG, the ultra-high pressure truck that it was in the paper this week, that is in service, that goes out to every call. With two members. First fire it went on, it had the tractor fire that we had. It was quite a ways out of town, but they had pretty much contained the fire with that truck before the engine got there. So it does exactly what it does depending on the situation. It's just a tool in the toolbox and will not work on all calls, but some calls it will, and first call out, it worked great. So very excited about that. We'll have that there along with our drone. Our drone team, we've got four or five operators of that, and we'll be there showing that off too. And we continue to make that stronger too, working with the different agencies that we help out with that.
Gold invites you to not only check out the vehicles, but also to learn how they work and what they are used for.
The drone will, you know, we'll fly that, show the infrared out. We've got a TV display so everybody can kind of see what we can see when we're on a scene. We usually set it up in our command vehicle, and officers or whoever, when we're searching for somebody, can see exactly what the drone operator sees on their small display on a 45-inch TV. And it's pretty neat to see. You know, you'll think you'll see something and it might be deer or whatever, but how that infrared works, it's pretty neat. And then the ultra high pressure will just, you know, open the topper and show everything that we've got on that. We're keeping it simple. It's got a thermal imaging camera on it. It's got AED, and then the basic pump in the back and how that works.
National Night Out will take place from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock at Crosskip Park. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
It's a busy week for Walk with Grace organizers. If you need to pick up or drop off items, the Grace office will be open today until 5 and again Thursday from 8 to 2. The Captain's Night and Survivor Reception will be held tomorrow night beginning at 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The evening will include a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program at 6 featuring researchers from the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Team captains are urged to turn in team packets. All calendar raffle tickets and luminaries sold must be turned in at the time to count toward the team total for this year. Money can be turned in at the walk, but will not count towards the team total. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces dangerous levels of heat and people head out for final summer travel plans. Since July 1st, the Red Cross national blood supply has fallen by more than 25%, and blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Heat impacted more than 100 blood drives in July in nearly every state where the Red Cross collects blood, compounding other seasonal obstacles to blood donation, such as travel and summer activities. Together, these factors contributed to a shortfall of more than 19,000 blood donations in July. At the same time, hospital demand for blood products remains strong. Blood products are being sent to hospitals faster than donations are coming in. Right now, type O inventory is so low, distributions of this vital blood type are reduced below what hospitals count on. The Red Cross is working with hospitals around the clock to meet the blood needs of patients, but can't do it alone. A blood drive will be held Thursday from 11:30 to 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Senator Howard Markline announced that the second round of applications for the Ag Road Improvement Program, or ARIP, funding is now open.
I was thrilled to see that the towns of Fayette and Sylvester were announced as winners during the first round of applications. I hope to see even more winners come from southwestern Wisconsin to benefit our local farmers, producers, and small towns during the second round of funding. The Ag Road Improvement Program makes a very important investment to help farmers efficiently move their goods to and from the farm. I encourage all farmers and producers in the 17th Senate District to coordinate with their local officials to take advantage of this fantastic program and submit an application.
$100 million is available in this round of funding to repair small, rural, Class B, and weight-restricted roads that connect farms to county and state highways. Information about project eligibility and application instructions can be found on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. The deadline to apply is September 30th, 2024. The Northern Lightning Exercise takes place now through Friday and again August 12th through the 16th at Volk Field Air National Guard Base in Juneau County. Military aircraft such as F-35s and F-16s will be operating at supersonic speeds within the Volk military operating area, sometimes above 30,000 feet. When training missions are going on between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., people may hear sonic booms and other noises associated with the high-speed training. The exercise is part of ongoing military readiness training and aims to improve operational capabilities. It's 70 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
It's 70 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, the 6th of August. Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ethel Charlotte Knable, 89, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Ethel Knable is survived by three sons, Greg and Tina Knable, Mark and Joni Knable, and Brian and Julie Knable. Seven grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren, 14 step-great-grandchildren, a brother, Harold McCoy, sisters-in-law, Glee and Charles Hubbard, and Carolyn Knable, and many other relatives and friends. Ethel Charlotte Knable, 89, of Richland Center. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Killian Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Catherine Schmitz is survived by five children, John and Jean Trado Schmitz of Madison, Mary Schmitz of Marshfield, David and Kathleen Schmitz of Dodgeville, Mike and Cynthia Schmitz of Oconomowoc, and Larry and Roseanne Drake Schmitz of Madison. 13 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, sister-in-law Lindy Schmitz, 32 nieces and nephews, nine godchildren, and many relatives, friends, and neighbors. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley in Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Sally Crabb is survived by two nieces, Jane and Ira Dolan, and Laura and Jim Pendergast. A nephew, Jeff and Monica Crone, great-nephews and great-nieces, longtime companion Don Sabe of Portage, cousins, and many friends. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison, died Thursday at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place Sunday at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Gard is survived by her son, Steve and Sherry Gard, her daughter, Diane Brinkley, three grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, four step-granddaughters and their families, sisters-in-law Jeanette Cupp and Diane Gard, brother-in-law David Jones, nieces, nephews, and cousins. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Peter and Lauren Broadbent, Dana and Lenore Wilkie, and Josh and Alicia Martin. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, the rain has moved away over into Michigan, parts of the eastern Great Lakes. Meanwhile, cool, dry air filtering down from Canada should allow a clearing trend for the afternoon from the north. Temperatures a few degrees below normal, not only today, but really right into early next week. So we get a break from the heat and humidity. There's not a whole lot of significant rain in the forecast either. There will be a weak system or two dropping in from southern Canada. One of those could impact northern Wisconsin Wednesday evening with a couple of showers. Another weak front passing through Thursday throughout the state could bring a brief amount of light rain. And then Friday, an upper-level disturbance could cause some spotty showers during the afternoon. But again, most of the days should be dry. After that, we'll probably have to wait until early next week to see the next chance. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Breezy, turning mostly sunny with much lower humidity. Highs around 76 degrees. Northeast wind between 8 and 18. Tonight, mostly clear, fog possible, low at 53. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and mild with highs in the upper 70s. Wind out of the east around 5 miles per hour. As we head into Thursday, partly sunny with a slight chance of a light shower, low at 56, high near 77. Friday, partly sunny and cool, a couple of isolated light showers possible. Low 53 with a high near 71. Saturday, a nice day with partly cloudy skies, low at 51, high near 74. Sunday, partly sunny and mild with a small chance of a shower for the afternoon. Low 53 with a high of 77. And Monday, seasonal and partly sunny, maybe a stray brief shower for the afternoon. Low in the mid-50s with a high near 79. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 58. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 71. The record high for this date set in 1941 is 96. The record low 44 was set in 1964. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 65. Sunset tonight will be at 8:18 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:58. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.06, and we did receive 15 hundredths of an inch of rain since midnight, adding that to our 1 and 2 one-hundredths yesterday. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
America's farmers are looking at a very tough year ahead financially. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I have never experienced a worse time in my 40 years of farming, and the stress has taken a toll on my health. as I wonder how our operation will survive.
That's North Carolina farmer David Dunlow at a recent hearing by the U.S. House Ag Committee on financial conditions in farm country. Dunlow says he's not alone.
In North Carolina, production costs are all well above the market prices. There's not a single commodity I produce that will cash flow. I and other southeastern producers are hanging on by a thread.
The existing farm bill, currently operating in extended mode, needs to be updated to reflect current conditions, and fast, says Dunlow.
In previous years, when market prices were below cost of production, growers could benefit from the commodity title to offset losses. However, that is no longer the case. The reference price, established back in 2018, long before the disruptions of COVID, has not kept pace with inflation, rendering the safety net ineffective today.
Tomorrow, an ag banker shares his concerns about the farm financial condition. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. Farmers attending Minnesota Farm Fest are wondering if a low is in for the grain markets. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp reports from southwest Minnesota.
CHS grain originator Patty Urich spoke on grain marketing and took questions from the audience.
Is the low in?
Is the low in? You know, we could all hope so.
She says while crop conditions aren't great in Minnesota, portions of Illinois are projected to harvest 300 bushel corn.
It looks fantastic.
And Urich says the stocks to use ratio for both corn and soybeans is above 10%.
Anything, you know, 10% or more is an oversupply, and we don't have very much demand. I don't know if the low is in or not. I would like to think so.
Near Redwood Falls, Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Thanks, Mark. USDA says an additional $300 million is available in grants to grow exports through the Regional Ag Promotion Program, and ag groups are responding positively. The U.S. Meat Export Federation was a recipient of the first tranche of RAP funding. President Dan Hallstrom says the emphasis this program has on market diversification is critical. USDA says interested ag organizations can apply for grant money to help expand their customer base beyond China, Mexico, and Canada. The deadline to apply is October 4th, and USDA says it's expecting allocations to be announced before the end of the calendar year. An ag lobbyist says House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson is expected to find a way to get more Commodity Credit Corporation funding to support changes to a new farm bill, and
we all should understand by this point, this farm bill is not going to be regular order. There simply aren't enough calendar days left.
Tom Sell says the House Budget Committee has agreed to work with Thompson to address the shortfall in what Sell calls an inadequate farm safety net.
The real question is, are the leaders in Congress just going to step up and try and meet the need that's out there?
Sell says when lawmakers return to Washington, D.C. after the August break, they'll need to get on the same page, and he'll be watching for a few signs progress is being made. Research is showing advanced crop nutrition pays, Brownfield's Jared White reports.
Tristan Beyer, crop nutrition lead with Mosaic, says farmers are seeing results managing their fertility beyond the basic N, P, and K.
In advanced crop nutrition, we basically encompass balanced crop nutrition plus biologicals, or understanding how we can naturally stimulate some nutrient release from our soils to better facilitate better crop nutrient uptake.
He tells Brownfield advanced crop nutrition concepts have proven profitable even in lower commodity price situations. From Mosaic's Advanced Crop Nutrition Innovation Forum in Champaign, Illinois, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Thanks, Jared. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet again, not a surprise for a Tuesday. Some early asking prices have surfaced in the South at $188 to $190 live, but still haven't been established in the North. Bids have been elusive. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef is lower at midday and light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 225 at $315.69. Select is down 42 cents at $299.64. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers under 625 pounds were $15 to $20 lower, with heavier weights $4 to $7 lower. Feeder heifers were $8 to $12 lower. The USDA says supply was light with moderate demand. Quality dropped from the previous week's sale. There were several loads of unweaned, unvaccinated calves in the offering. Medium and large one feeder steer, 609 to 649 pounds, $272 to $290. Feeder steer, 650 to 671 pounds, brought $276 to $288. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 621 to 649 pounds, brought $246 to $259. Cash hogs continue to slide. The cash hog market really has had a rough start to the week. Processors still aren't aggressive in their procurement efforts, and it's showed. Prices dropped significantly, and there hasn't been much negotiated business. Global demand for U.S. pork continues to bring opportunity for the industry and provide some price support, but there's a lot of uncertainty hovering around domestic demand. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 308 with a weighted average of 78.97. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $55. Bears and gilts were a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. Boars range from $18 to $28 and $8 to $15. Pork values are higher at midday, up $1.44 at $105.72. Hams and bellies are both sharply higher. Ribs, loins, and picnics were firm. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are mixed, hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are lower. The USDA's national soybean rating is up 1 point in the week, holding above a year ago. Forecasts for this week are generally a little bit cooler with rain in some areas. September beans are down 14 and a quarter at 10.17 and a quarter. November's 11 and a quarter lower at 10.29 and a half. September bean meal's down $5.60 at $3.33.10. September soybean oil's 55 points lower at 40.54. Corn's weak. The national corn rating declined slightly, but remains better than average. The USDA is expected to adjust yield and acreage numbers in next week's supply, demand, and production report. The acreage numbers in particular are going to be watched very closely for corn. September's down 3/4 at 390, and December's a half lower at 406.5. And wheat's up, a little bit oversold. The spring wheat rating was unchanged, and the winter wheat harvest is ahead of average. USDA will also likely make some revisions to global wheat production estimates. September Chicago's up 3.5 at 542.75. September Kansas City's a quarter higher at 560.5. September Minneapolis is up 3.75 at 591.25. Live and feeder cattle are mostly lower, with box beef down at midday, waiting for direct business. Asking prices are 188 to 190 live. October live's down 37 at 178.62, and December's 25 lower at 178. September feeder cattle are $1.02 lower at 240.22. And hogs are up on the higher midday pork and contracts discount to the cash index. Cash is steady to lower. October is up $1.02 at 76.75. December 65 higher at 69.25. The Dow's up 530 points. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D. Keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The value of beef to a healthy diet. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Work continues on the 10th edition of the Dietary Guidelines. Shailene McNeil with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says she wants the Scientific Advisory Committee to understand the value of beef to a healthy diet.
There's so much evidence to support beef's role in healthy diets, and we want to make sure they have that. So the key areas that we're really focused on is we think the science supports keeping the same amount or possibly even increasing the amount of beef in dietary patterns. We know people are very interested in high-protein diets. We know there's a lot of good research on high-protein diets. So there's room in healthy diets to increase the beef amount, and we've got research on that. We're sharing that research with the committee. There's a lot of discussion about burgers and sandwiches in the American diet. And I think sometimes people have maybe a stereotype and they think, well, burgers and sandwiches are contributing only fat and sodium to the American diet. Well, we actually did some research on this and showed that it's actually the non-beef part of the burger and sandwich. It's all that extra stuff we put on the beef that adds a lot of the sodium and fat. And we've shown that the beef patty actually contributes the nutrients that we're looking for more of.
The USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services updates the dietary guidelines every 5 years. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9.